your roving reporter for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. Here we are in London, and I have some great trainers that I'd like to introduce to you. Our first guest is Mark Haley. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Kathleen.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
It's almost sunny today here in London.
We've had By London standards.
Great. How is it that you first found out about NLP?
I was on a hypnotherapy and counselling workshop, and they recommended reading Richard Bandler's books, which I did. And I was so blown away by Richard's work that I decided to go direct to Richard himself, which is what I did at the practitioner back in 1998.
I was just going to ask you, how long ago was that? So you've been in NLP for quite some time now.
8 years now, yeah. So far. Yeah.
Great. And what is it that you do now?
I do a combination of working one-to-one with clients, and just recently, in the last year, I've begun to teach my own workshops in a variety of locations around the world.
It's exciting.
Very exciting, yeah.
Do you love the training end of it?
I do, actually. It surprised me how fulfilling it is to work with a group of people. I've been working with clients, with people individually, since the very beginning, 8 years ago. And I've always enjoyed that. So really lucky to be starting to teach workshops as well.
For those people that are just starting out in NLP or thinking about taking NLP, how would you describe what NLP is in terms of what it means to you?
When I'm working with people individually, because the NLP I found is not necessarily easy to quantify, one of the initial descriptions that I give to people is learning how the natural processes of coding and storing information. That's really how I describe NLP to start with. And I say about, as well as discovering the mind's natural coding and storing of information, you can learn to change it as well.
Great. And maybe you'd share with us, do you have a humorous story or something funny that's happened along your travels with NLP?
Yeah, one of the first humorous stories that comes to mind is a young girl that I worked with. Her mum brought her to me. She was only 8 years old. And unfortunately, the little girl had been attending a ballet class, and her mum had got stuck in traffic and was approximately half hour late in picking her up. And the poor little girl really got upset that her mum wasn't there and thought her mum had left her, etc., etc. And the mum had spent 4 years, which if you think about it, is half of the little girl's life, travelling around the country, seeing various psychiatrists and psychologists to try to help the little girl be more confident that when she went to school, or if she went to ballet class or any other classes, that mummy and daddy were gonna be there to meet her. And I worked with her using Richard's techniques, and within 45 minutes she'd exhausted everything I'd learned in, at that time, about 5 years. The swish pattern, she learned it first time, the spelling strategy, all the different patterns I worked through, and she was like, yep, got it, big smile on her face. And it was funny because then I had to spend another hour with her mum, reassuring her mum that everything was okay and it wasn't the devil's work, etc. Because after 4 years, the mum was so surprised that, the little girl changed so dramatically in such
45
a short period
minutes.
Of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find that true. Sometimes it's just people are, it's hard to believe that it works so quickly.
Yeah, that's right.
You get people have spent 10 years in therapy on a phobia and in a half hour it's gone and
yes.
They just almost look disappointed.
Yeah. The amusing thing is the mum called the next week to give me some feedback and had initially booked 2 sessions with me, but of course all the work was done in the first session, and the mum was apologetic that her daughter was so happy and wandering around smiling all the time that she didn't need to see me again. And I had to reassure her that it's okay. I'm happy that that the little girl's happy.
What are some of your challenges as an NLP trainer? Is there something in particular that you're still working on? Or
I enjoy practicing using nested loops. That to me, teaching using nested loops is something that I hadn't really begun to do, consciously at least, until about a year or so ago when I began to teach workshops.
Great. And what are your future plans?
I want to sort of spend approximately 3 months a year in various locations around the world, perhaps 3 months in the summer in London, and I've begun to do some trainings in LA with a guy named Curtis Cherrington.
Right.
So I'd love to do 3 months of the year in California. That would be great.
When is that one coming up in California?
That's October, mid-October,
oh.
2006,
very
for the
soon.
Very first one. Yeah, a couple of weeks' time, virtually.
That's great.
Yeah. And I'd like to extend to the Far East as well, maybe Japan or something. Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Is there a particular line or phrase that Richard has said, or maybe you've read in a book, that, that really stands out for you and sort of comes to mind over and over again?
Yes, part of the title of Richard's latest book that he wrote with Owen Fitzpatrick. I love the freedom is everything and love is all the rest.
That's great.
I just find that a very uplifting statement, a very uplifting way of thinking.
How do you define that? What does that mean for you?
It's funny because I remember before I had found out about NLP, I went through a series of jobs similar to a lot of people, and even though I got paid well and other people thought the jobs were quite prestigious and, you know, it was a worthwhile career, I always felt that it just, I wasn't achieving anything worthwhile. And so to me, freedom is actually enjoying the work that I do, contributing in some way, and starting to get paid well for it as well.
When you're working with a client and you see the change unfolding, what does that do for you?
Oh, wonderful. I think I light up as much as they do. That look of surprise on their face when all of a sudden something that had been plaguing them sometimes for 10, 20 years and it's gone. That to me again is another aspect of freedom.
Freedom, yeah.
Very important.
That's great. So are there any advice you'd give to someone? Maybe they're thinking of becoming an NLP trainer or working within NLP. Is there any advice you'd give to them?
Yeah, I know that before I attended the practitioner, I had read as much of Richard's books as I could. I had practiced a few of the exercises with myself, the more simple exercises, such as anchoring, just going into a state of, you know, remembering a time I felt really good, making a unique gesture, such as pressing my forefinger and thumb together, something like that, just to get a few of the basics in place before attending a training.
So what makes a good NLP trainer, in your opinion? You know, we've seen different people teach over the years in different places, and I'm sure some stand out in your mind. But what do you think is some of the key aspects that really makes a good trainer?
Entertaining, informative. Obviously, Richard and John are very good at that, very good at connecting with the audience. That's very important. I also think that someone who has the best interests of the audience members at heart. I found that when I initially trained with a few different people, I went to see Richard and John, and I went to see Paul, and I then took the advice of what the original NLP books say, which is, you know, go and experience other people rather than just listen to hearsay. So I went to train with a few other people, and I found that Richard and John and the other trainers in the Society of NLP are by far the most thorough, the most engaging, the most warm and entertaining people. And I just found that the style of the training in the Society is very different to the other people that teach NLP. Of course, I'm biased.
We're biased,
but you can believe me.
So how would one get a hold of you? Would you have a website up? Or?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I have a website, www.nlp.gb.net. Also, if you Google my name.
Mark Haley.
Yeah, that's right.
That's H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
That's right, H-A-Y-L-E-Y. MSN and all the usual search engines on the internet.
Great.
And that's probably the best way of contacting me at this
Fabulous.
Time.
Well, Mark, it was really great chatting with you today.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you. And this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter. Stay tuned for more trainers from around the world.